Imagine a set stage with a canvas backdrop. There are dancers dressed in black and white, and they move together in a pre-choreographed motion. As they flawlessly pull themselves off of the ground, you begin to witness the impossible right before your eyes. There is fire, there are lights flashing before you, and for just a moment you forget who you are or what you're doing as you become enthralled in the act of Quixotic.
Quixotic is creating an experience. It's a mixture of dance and aerial and music, and it's really about creating an overall experience. So it's kind of where you'd go to watch a performing arts piece mixed with a concert, and how do you merge all those things together to create spectacle and broaden the imagination.
That's Micah Thomas. Thomas and his business partner, Anthony Magliano, are the producers of Quixotic, an aerial dance group that has performed all over America. Magliano is the founder and artistic director of the group, whereas Thomas mostly focuses on the lighting aspect of the show. This year, Quixotic is one of four headliners for the Kenai's annual Salmon Fest. Jim Stearns, the director and producer of Salmon Fest, says that this year has one of the strongest lineups the festival has had yet.
Indigo Girls are the top act, although Trampled by Turtles is a very, very close second. They've been on a meteoric rise since they were here 3 years ago. We have Quixotic, which is an interesting story. It's kind of one of the main people in Quixotic was raised in Homer, and they're based in Kansas City now, and they travel all over the world. They're an incredible act.
Although Thomas is the only member of the group from Alaska, this is not their first performance in the state. Quixotic did an Alaska tour 2 years ago and performed in Fairbanks, Anchorage, and at the Mariner Theater in Homer. Thomas says that getting the entire group and all of their equipment up here requires a lot of work.
It's interesting to try to figure out what pieces we can bring up that will work with how the structure of the stage is, but also that we can fit in a suitcase.
The group even had to ship their own portable aerial truss all the way from Kansas City to make this performance happen. Thomas says that they're bringing some great aerial performers and some light to accompany the darkness of the midnight show.
We're doing lots of fire performance as well within the show that we're bringing to Salmon Fest. So we wanted to make sure that, you know, we could work with kind of having darkness around to help make all the fire performance shine a little brighter.
Thomas says the fire acts will be integrated into the entire performance alongside aerial performers and dancers. Behind them, there will be a canvas screen that Thomas will produce the light shows on during the performance. Quixotic also includes live music from percussionist Simon Huntley and violinist Shane Borth. Quixotic are comparable to the more well-known Cirque du Soleil, who they have collaborated with in the past. Thomas says that he's looking forward to sharing the Quixotic experience with fellow Alaskans.
I mean, I'm excited for the whole festival. I've never been able to go to the festival before, and I've been hearing about it for years and years and years. And so I'm really excited to just go check out the whole experience as a whole.
Quixotic performs Saturday, August 6th at midnight during the festival. Their performance is scheduled to go until 2 a.m. In Homer, I'm Casey Marsh.